My name is Ron Hendrick. I'm the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources at Michigan State University.
Coming to Michigan State this year as the new Dean in the College of Ag and Natural Resources, can you share a little bit more about your background and what led you to that position today?
Sure thing. I'm a graduate of this college. I got both my bachelor's and PhD degrees here in the college in the field of forestry with an emphasis on soils as part of my doctoral program. I left here, went to the University of Alaska in Fairbanks for a year. I then moved to University of Georgia. I was there in the School of Forestry and Natural Resources for 16 years. And while there, I started taking on more leadership roles, and I left there as the Associate Dean for Academic Programs and went to The Ohio State University. I started there as Director of the School of Environment and Natural Resources. A couple years later, became Senior Associate Dean for the college. And most immediately before coming here, I was the Acting Dean of the college and Acting Vice President for Agricultural Administration. So over time, I have migrated from a more traditional faculty role into leadership positions and ones with broader responsibility in terms of scope of duties as well as the disciplines they encompass.
As the fall semester is kicking off this month, looking at the incoming class of freshmen in the College of Ag and potential opportunities for them, how have MSU's ag majors grown, and what are some areas or majors that you're seeing that growth?
Well, we're experiencing pretty strong growth across the college. We will probably top 5,000 students this fall. We still got a few more days before we get our final numbers. That'll put us at about a 40-year high. So we're reaching numbers we haven't seen in a very long time. We had 435 brand new students join us as first-year students just a couple weeks ago at the start of the semester. And of course, we'll get more in as they transfer into our program from other majors or from around the state. So we have, again, overall a very healthy enrollment. We had seen declines at some point in some areas in natural resources, for example, and I was with the new forestry students, and I think there were 16 or 17 of them, which bring our numbers in that major up above 80, which it hasn't been at for a very long time. Our agriculture, natural resource education students, we had experienced some very low numbers in those. We've been growing the last couple of years. I have at least 7 brand new first-year students, and then, of course, in both those majors and in others, we plan on getting some transfer students in as well. There are some majors we're not growing as quickly and by design. Packaging, for example, is a very popular program, and we're really at our capacity in a program like that for now. But we're seeing a lot more students that discover us not just after they've been here 1 or 2 years, but are joining this college on day one. And that's a very encouraging sign for us.
As you look at the majors that the college offers, what are, you know, you mentioned some areas for highs and lows. Are the popular majors like animal science or ag business staying with that trend, or where do you see the highest class size and opportunities students are seeking?
Yeah, so packaging, I mentioned, very popular. Animal science, another one of our very large majors, and then agribusiness. So those are really our top three majors. All have been very healthy for a while and all still continue to be. You know, there are opportunities in all those. We place over 90% of our students at the time of graduation or shortly thereafter. They're either going out into jobs or some of them are going on to professional and graduate school. So the opportunities are good. You know, job opportunities still continue to outpace enrollments. So that's one of the things where we very much try and promote are the strong employment for opportunities for students who graduate from our college.
Do you have any idea on some of those job placement sectors that are recruiting from the college and maybe what some salaries would be for that senior class versus even other colleges within the university?
Yeah, I mean, we have, I think, good employment across the board. You know, starting salaries, I think, this past year were about $48,000 overall. Some will graduate and go on and make a little bit more than that. Some will make a little bit less.
as far as coming into the College of Ag and Natural Resources as a new dean, a lot of changes were made or in process before you got there. Can you share a little bit more about some of that structure and redesign at the college level?
Sure. Well, we underwent some department reorganizations, and those coincided with some tough budget times for us, but we've emerged from those. Faculties that have come together for, create a common vision for what where they need the department to grow or to go, rather. We've seen, as I mentioned before, growth in the enrollment in our majors. We do periodic reviews of those academic programs to make sure that we keep those on track. We've also added to our faculty ranks in all the departments across the college, so we're building our capacity back in terms of our ability to teach classes, to do research, and then also in extension. And extension had also gone a pretty significant reorganization, and we're hiring back into the ranks within that organization as well. So we have gone through a lot of change, but I think we've emerged as a stronger college and people developing really kind of a common vision for the future.
Can you share a little bit more about how the college and extension and ag bioresearch work together, maybe some new leadership at those levels, and where the money's coming from? If you're adding back, what's helping that uptick?
Sure. Well, we all work very closely together. So, the role of dean, my job is to provide the primary leadership in our teaching, research, and extension missions, and also through our global programs. And we're active in all three of those other areas, really literally around the world. The leadership in each of those mission areas meets very regularly. Since I've got here, I've arrived here, I've worked with them to try and bring a little bit more ability in, for some of them to focus on the core parts of their mission areas, whether it's academics or research. Dr. Jeff Dwyer, our relatively new director of extension, has also been spending a lot of time getting out and about and getting to know his folks and getting to know the counties. But we meet on a weekly basis. We meet one-on-one or small groups regularly. We are together quite frequently, meeting with our stakeholder groups, meeting with our representatives, both here in Lansing and then in Washington, D.C. We're able to do these things through a combination of financial sources. Some of it is from the state, and we're grateful for the increases we've seen in our budgets in the state as they work to get higher education in general back to its levels before the recession. We spend a lot of time working with our representatives in Washington, D.C., both the representatives and the senators, and we have and continue to enjoy very strong support there. We also get strong support from our stakeholder groups, commodity groups, industry groups. In addition to being very good advocates for us, they also provide direct support for us. They have put money to help us build infrastructure, to build capacity so we can do research and extension, for example, and then to directly fund those activities as well. So our support comes from a very broad base, and it comes to us in a variety of forms.
With one of the highest student enrollments, like you mentioned, in 40 years, and adding back to faculty, what do you see needed to keep that momentum moving and to help provide students and with careers and the knowledge to be successful in the ag industry and keep that momentum moving forward?
Yeah. One area that we always have ongoing needs is with our infrastructure. Modern learning environments for students so they have access to the latest technology so that they are able to learn. We're able to keep up with changes in teaching and learning methods and styles. We need to be able to provide our students access to the latest in technology, whether they're going to be working in a laboratory or out in a field. Or in manufacturing somewhere. So all of those infrastructure needs are key to what we do here. And then, of course, we use those for training our graduate students as well. We have robust master's and PhD programs, and many of those folks will go out to be leaders in their professions and the next generation making new discoveries, helping us improve what we do around food and agriculture and the environment. So infrastructure, I think, is a big one. Obviously, adding to the faculty ranks helps us deliver our programs more effectively. We also always need more support for our graduate students, particularly our doctoral students, those that will go on to be faculty members themselves, providing financial support for their studies, but also enhancing opportunities for them to get teaching experience, because they'll all need to be good teachers as well as good researchers in order to be successful.
Working with the industry, how does the college get out to see what the needs in the career world are for the students that you're providing that up-to-date education and maybe some of the partnerships that's created?
Yeah, we try and network pretty regularly in a variety of forums. So sometimes those are professional meetings. Sometimes those are events that we host. We just recently hosted our Ag Innovation Day, for example, and had 450 or so people come out to join us. Sometimes they're very focused meetings. Dr. Jeff Dwyer and AgBio Research Director Doug Buehler and I were in Southwest Michigan last week meeting with stakeholders, growers, food processors, and hearing from them about needs in the industry, ways we can help them through our teaching and research and extension efforts. So we try and stay in contact with our private sector stakeholders on a very regular basis. You know, likewise, we get good support from the state and federal government. So we're in close contact with those agencies as well, because some of our students will go to work for them also.
Starting Dean of the College of Ag and Natural Resources at MSU Year 1, Ron, what are some of the goals in the short term and maybe some long-term outlook for the college that you're hoping to be leading the charge on?
Well, I've already mentioned infrastructure is one. More support for our graduate program because graduate students are so instrumental in our teaching and research and increasingly in much of what we do in extension as well. I think being able to tell a more cohesive story about our college, the teaching, research, and extension missions, our international programs, and how those things all come together for us. Growing and diversifying our stakeholder base, that's always a priority. You know, anybody who got up this morning and was able to enjoy a warm meal and access to clean water, for example, is a stakeholder of our college. But many of our citizens don't have the opportunity to enjoy those things. And those are stakeholders as well. So we have opportunities and we have needs and missions that we need to serve as well. Within the college, I think creating a more diverse and equitable environment, a more inclusive culture. We have a very diverse state, and as I said, it touches what we do in this college, every single citizen in this state. And so being comprised and having a culture that allows us to serve them more effectively will be one of my goals as well.
And any last thoughts to leave us with?
I feel incredibly privileged and honored to be able to come back to this college and the university. Much of what I've been able to accomplish professionally and also in my personal life is due to the education I got here, the experiences that I had with professors and staff and my fellow students and with employers. And so to be able to come back and serve in a leadership capacity and work with all the great folks here on campus and all those around the state who support us is a real honor for me.